I am so excited. Glass Tiger stands out in my mind from the mid-80s, the dance bars, going out with my friends, working in radio, and your music just takes me back to a place and a time. So I think that's going to be the vibe at Valley East Days this weekend. What's going to be the vibe for you guys?
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and definitely this weekend it should be a walk down memory lane for all of us, and you know, we're still out here, we're still enjoying playing all the songs now. At this point in our career, it's just you never get tired of people singing along, so we're excited to get to Sudbury and do a show and get to see some fans again. It's great.
Have you ever been to Sudbury before, Sam?
Oh, yeah, many times. We have. We have done shows. Now, it's been a while, so I'm trying to think back. It's certainly been, obviously, pre-COVID and all that stuff, but I think you have to go back probably a decade before we've played in the Sudbury area. So it's well overdue, so we're excited.
But you did make it up to the Big Nickel to get your picture taken in front of the Big Nickel, right?
I think I've done that a few times in my life, actually. Going right back to my school days, I think we did school excursions up there. So I've definitely put in my Big Nickel time.
Okay, all right. Sam, what's life on the road like for Glass Tiger now compared to, you know, the age and the time you were in the mid-80s?
Well, it's not the same pace that we had when we were in the early 80s, of course, when the band had just taken off. You know, there was a massive surge in on the road and tours. We were a perpetual opening band in the early days because our manager wanted us to play in front of the largest crowds possible. So, you know, we jumped on tour with Journey, and then we jump on 3 or 4 months with Tina Turner, and then Moody Blues, and you know, all these bands. So it just was hopscotching tour to tour. And now, of course, wind forward 30 years, we're at a different pace. We're just happy to do these festivals and these shows. They tend to come in little batches where we'll go out for a week or two at a time, and then, you know, and then a couple of one-offs here and there. So we end up flying around Canada a lot, which is great, and it's great to see. But that's the pace we're on right now, and that works well with our personal lives as well.
So I've seen recent Glass Tiger videos of some really great new arrangements of your classic songs. So is that what we're going to see a little bit of on Saturday night?
Oh, there's definitely going to be some new stuff sprinkled in. You know, there's some new takes on some of the traditional songs. But I'll tell you, the big hits that people know us for, we stay pretty true to those when we play live. So you know, there'll be a sprinkling of some new stuff in and out with those songs that they know for a while. So I definitely think we'll keep it on course for what people expect.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Sorry, I'm fanning out a little bit. do you remember the first time you heard a Glass Tiger song on the radio?
Absolutely. I mean, I remember what I was doing. We had finished the album. The record company, Capitol Records, at the time, they were very excited. We had zero to go on, meaning we were just kids and we didn't know if we had done something good or okay or whatever. And we had nothing. We had been a bar band for 5 or 6 years. So our perspective was very narrow. And when the single Don't Forget Me got released to radio, it took off like wildfire. And I was so excited. I used to go home and we weren't sure what radio station was going to play it at what time. So I had 3 or 4 radios set up around in different rooms of the house, and my mother and my father, and, you know, you'd hear somebody yell from another room, "It's on in here," you know, and you'd go over to that radio and you'd have a, you know, you'd just to check it out. And we were just so excited to hear it on the radio. And even to this day, when I'm driving along and I turn the radio on, I never get old. I always just sit there and I have this sort of good luck thing. I'll sit in my car and wait for it to finish because I feel like it's bad luck to not listen to the, you know, and we certainly appreciate that. But that's my memory of the early days, is listening to it in various radios around the room to try to catch it.
Oh, I love that. I could picture that in my head with your folks in your house and all your radios going. That's terrific. What a great memory. Well, Sam, I hope you're ready for Valley East Days on Saturday because they know how to party in the Valley. And I'm sure when you're up there on stage, when you look out in the crowd, we're all going to be singing along and wearing your T-shirts and, yeah, just welcoming Glass Tiger to Valley East Days. And we're so happy you're coming.
Well, we're so excited to get there finally, and it's just great to be in front of live audiences again. I mean, that's something the world needed and we missed for a few years. So there's so many levels to be looking forward to the weekend, and we'll look forward to singing along with everyone up there.